What's up?
How you doing?
This is the movie show.
On Active TV.
I'm Sesh.
My name's Ryan.
What emotion are you doing? I'm like trying to be... Are you bored? Are you sad?
I think I'm sad.
Are you sad? Sorry, Ryan. Why are you sad,
no,
Ryan?
No, I'm not fully sad. Because I'd be like crying. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
This is the movie. I wanted to try and discuss the... Like, I'm Sesh. He's Ryan.
But
all right, so we are doing a review of the movie Inside Out 2.
I never watched the first one until
this week.
You didn't
watch the first one?
I was forced to watch the first one. Not forced.
No, didn't we do it for the movie show?
Sashi, let's not go there. No,
we didn't. This is one of those movies that I think we did for the movie show, but we didn't.
We didn't.
That's crazy. And I am shocked at the amount of films I think we have done on the movie show that we have not.
And I actually wish I watched the first one. Because it was, long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so good.
No, the first one was so good.
I loved it.
Do you know what's crazy? I was actually shook by this fact. The first Inside Out was released 9 years ago.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Doesn't feel like 9 years
what
ago.
What the
right?
heck?
Right.
That is
I'll
madness.
I'll be honest. I looked at that. I think it was 2015, right?
Yeah, 9 years ago.
When I looked at it, I was just like, oh, that's just the other day. But now that you say, I'm like, no, that was 9 years ago.
It was nine years ago.
Nearly a decade.
I was in... No, I'm not going to say that. That'll give away my age.
Well, you were in a school.
I was in a grade.
You were in a grade.
I was in a grade.
That's already...
That's crazy.
That's
enough
evidence.
But I didn't watch it in 2015. So what happened was it was either 2020 or 2021. I had a couple of friends that were studying psychology, which makes sense why they would have loved this film. And they were like, you have to watch Inside Out. And I was like, it's animation. But then I ended up watching it and it was so cool.
It's so entertaining.
Oh, it was so good. No, Inside Out was
like, they did so much like... The acting and according to each emotion, it was so good.
Yeah, no, it was very good. I love the scene where they went into the dad's mind and then the mom's mind. And then they went into that space where they became like just 2D animation and then eventually there were lines. Where were they in her brain for? Do you remember that? I can't remember where they were. But anyway, yeah, no, it was very. I loved how they depicted the mind. It was kind of like, you know how they depicted a phone in the Emoji movie?
Yeah.
And like that it was the same.
I was laughing. It was so was so good. So detailed. It was so good.
It was creative.
Yeah. I was hosing myself. Yeah. Like it was just so great.
And then now, 9 years later, they brought out Inside Out 2.
They decided they had to do the second
one. Yes. So even though the film is they've made it 9 years later, it actually is only 2 years. It's set 2 years after the first Inside Out. And now you see the main character, which I actually, Riley's her name. She's now going through puberty, which I thought was a clever, like, next step. And I was just finished when everything just went wrong. Like
it did.
That was funny. That was
it
very
brought
funny.
So much complexity. It was just. It was like, that's right.
Yeah.
That's about right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That about nails it.
Yeah. So in the previous film, you had joy, anger, sadness, and then envy and disgust. No, not envy. Fear and disgust. Mm. Right. Now you meet so anxiety comes. The way they made anxiety look though, you know that's the voice of Maya Hawke.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the daughter of, why is her name gone? Pulp Fiction?
That person.
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
The blonde chick. You know Pulp Fiction or Kill Bill?
Oh, that chicky.
What's her name, man? This is disgusting. I can't believe I forgot her name. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Mm. But she's actually got two famous parents. Her mother is, I will tell you now, wait for it, Uma Thurman.
There you go.
Uma Thurman.
I don't know her name.
And then Ethan Hawke. You know
no,
Ethan Hawke?
Someone.
I'll show you a picture of him.
Something Hawke?
That's her father.
Yeah, that guy.
There you go. So, yeah. For me, she looks like her dad, but she actually does look like her mom as well.
So this guy and this chick got married.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still together.
Two famous people got married and they had a child.
And then she plays Robin in Stranger Things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she came as Anxiety. Then you had Envy. And do you know, I just read this fact, I was finished. So Envy's character is the only emotion that has four fingers. All of the other characters have five fingers.
Makes sense.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like
every
the little detail.
Every emotion just makes sense. You're like, yep.
Then embarrassment. Mm. That obviously, that was pretty.
Oh,
and then the way with these hoodies.
Like everything. Wow, sweaty parts. Like hides away. I'm just like.
Yeah. And then you had this character called Ennui. Now, at first, I was like, what? But I think Henri might be one of my favorite characters. So Henri is actually a French loan word that combines the feelings of tiredness and boredom. Mm. So that's the, which is so funny because as teenagers, that feeling often of ennui. But then Joy, no one could pronounce the name. So she was like, I'm just going to call you Wee Wee. But that was the, but I loved even how like the emotions head was like, and like they constantly lay on the couch and they had a cell phone.
On
and
their phone, yeah.
And sarcasm. Yeah. What they did with sarcasm. No, that was clever. And then I was finished when they brought in nostalgia. I was gone. I was like, wow, guys. Seriously? Yeah, so those are the new emotions that they brought in. There were a lot more so emotions good. That they yeah, so yeah. An early draft of the screenplay actually had freedom. So they were going to bring in freedom, what? Which was white. Love, they were going to bring in love, magenta. Passion, which was the color cyan. Strength was going to be black. Ah, strength would have been a funny emotion to like visualize. And then later drafts replaced this with anxiety, which is orange. Embarrassment, pink. Ennui, which is indigo. And envy, which is turquoise. Yeah, so that's the... Yeah, the difference. Do you know, though, that... The Phyllis Smith, so she plays, she's the voice of sadness. She was in The Office. In fact, in the original in the original film, there were two voice actors that were from The Office. And this time around, the voice actor that did Envy Disgust. She didn't reprise her role. And also the voice, so Mindy Kaling, who did the voice of Disgust, and Bill Hader, which was the voice of Fear, they actually declined to reprise their role in this film over pay disputes. So those two characters actually are voiced by two new people.
Over pay
disputes, yeah.
What do you mean? As in that they weren't happy with...
Yeah, they weren't happy with the pay.
Unless they got paid.
Yeah. And then Amy, she plays Joy. She was paid $5 million along with lucrative bonuses to reprise the role of Joy. Yeah. So that she got quite a bit of, yeah. And then back to Phyllis Smith came out of retirement to reprise her role as Sadness for Inside Out 2. She requested that Pixar find her a recording studio, though, in Missouri, as she had no intention of traveling all the way back to LA just for that. So she actually came out of retirement to do this film.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Sure, talk about putting your needs, eh?
Right.
Very but, sad.
Okay, right. So you've watched both, right?
Yeah.
And you actually watched them fairly close to one another.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts of the second one?
It was brilliant.
Really?
I loved it, yeah.
More than the first one?
No, I kind of see the thing as one.
As one.
Yeah.
It's so good. I watched the first one back then. And honestly, so I enjoyed the second one, but I don't remember enjoying it as much as the first one. Like, it was a good continuation.
I think bringing in the additional characters, it was just so entertaining.
I think they needed to do that. I loved the where they went into her deepest, darkest secrets. Like, that was clever. And then the video game character.
Yeah.
And, like, even the way he walked in, like, you know how video game, when you walk into the wall. Like, that was very clever.
You can tell how they, like, every single character was so well developed.
Mm.
It was so well developed. They like put so much detail in, like discussed in how they would walk, how they'd look, even how they would interact, like how every character would affect everybody else. Like, they have an effect on everyone. They're not just there, they affect everyone else. And that effect that they have on everyone else is like, because the great thing about this film is that you can actually relate to it.
Yeah.
Like that's how I feel when I'm sad.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel. I drag everything down.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
I thought it was cool how, so in the previous film, Sadness was like uncontrollable. Mm. In a way, she was like the villain emotion. They don't villainize emotions, actually, because in the end, like, there's no bad person.
Mm.
But like, Joy didn't want her to be sad at all. So like, Sadness was kind of like ostracized, but then she was over. Whereas this one, I thought it was cool. You know, in they're in the car and then she finds out that her friends are going to a different school. And then she's like, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together. And then when she gets out of the car, then Joy let Sadness like let her actually cry now.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought that was
crazy. That's not saying it's, yeah.
For me, I don't know. I personally felt like, so the second one was good and I enjoyed the new emotions, but I felt like with the first one, there was more, there was a little bit more to it. Like, I felt as this film went on, like, now that the new character, so like the latter part of the film, I kind of felt like it was just them ending the story, if that makes sense. Like, there was no, the funny stuff was more in the beginning. I don't know. It's just my own personal opinion.
So in other words, not so much of a strong ending.
Yeah, like, for me, the ending was like a little bit like.
And so that's the days of our lives.
Yeah. So for me personally, if I had to pick a favorite between the first and the second, I would say the first. Mm. Just because the first, like, had so much to it. Like,
I guess they had a lot more story or information to kind of really just play on. Because it's kind of like, okay, now there's, you know, a teenager.
I think they maybe also should have brought in more emotions. Because, like, when you go through puberty.
It was hectic already.
It was hectic already.
Did you see how messy the. I mean, how messy the. It started getting messy.
No, anxiety was doing the most. But, like, think about it. Like, they could have done. They could have made it a little bit more interesting with, like, more emotions. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like. Because, like, the strongest new emotion was anxiety. Envy was kind of just, like, going along with it. I'm bored. Embarrassment was there, but not really there. And then ennui was just, like, do you understand? Like, I feel like they maybe should have done. Because, like, when you go through that stage in life, your emotions are all, especially a girl, your emotions are all over the place. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they really could have, like, brought in, like, fighting between not just the two groups of emotion, but like all of the, like, you know, when everything just goes crazy. Yeah, I feel like they could have done that.
And then one of the emotions that come to the rescue.
And I do think they should have brought in, like, because you know how teenage girls suddenly notice guys?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they should have done that.
Oh, what you mean, you know? Like, oh, always. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I do think they could have.
New released emotion.
That's just my personal opinion. But I know that they did get a whole lot of, like, psychologists involved in the film to, like, to try and figure out, like, you know, how can we
try and add on,
visualize,
kind of map out each character.
Yeah. And then also what they did was, so every now and again, what all animated, in fact, I think they even do this with films, like normal, like live action films, is they'll have pre-screenings so that, like often in Pixar, they'll do it with like the team and then they'll like, give notes on, we think you should rather do this. This isn't really working. And with this one, what they actually did was they got a team of teenage girls together and they would actually screen it to these girls.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they said the notes that these girls gave were often more helpful than even like the employees at Pixar gave.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, there are teenage girls and...
You know, it's crazy because the thing about animation is that they say that when they began animation, like, we're talking about Disney, right? Mm. And obviously you had Disney and they did the animation. It was really fantastic. But then you started getting a whole lot of more animation companies, different movies involved and that type of stuff. And there was a kind of thing amongst sort of in the animation sort of movie world that nobody had brought characters to life as much as what Disney had done back then. And obviously, I think Pixar had kind of risen, had started, and they did it really, really, relatively well. And watch this movie with no audio and look at the facial animations. Yeah. And, like, can you tell what the character is feeling or what it's basically how its body language is communicating that well? Because it takes so much detail. Guys, go look at what animators do. Like, they don't just, move the arm up and then, you know, lift the face up and that. They literally check the end credits, check how many animators there are versus all the other production. Like, literally, the animators, they like, even add more, like columns. And then, like, there's a whole lot of them because they give each animator, like, a very short piece. And that animator will start with, like a rough animation. And they'll like, literally just loop, like a freaking, like 10-second piece.
Yeah.
And every time, as they imagine the whole day they're sitting here, this is their work, and they're looping it. And then on top of that, they're adding in those imperfections. So they're sad. So maybe they're dropping the shoulders a bit, maybe the brows are a bit down. and they're busy doing this action. Okay, what are they going to do next? Maybe the feet. Maybe and they make sure that their body language is communicating, like the way that they feel.
Yeah.
Which automatically, as a viewer, when you're watching, because we're so used to people around us, and we're watching people's like their body language and stuff like that. We're so used to that thing talking to us, how someone feels. Now imagine if you watch a animation and that thing's not there. Like, it's not as enjoyable.
Yeah.
And especially in animation, because there's a lot of like silly moments, there's funny moments and stuff like that. But looking at this film, like it's so rich. Like you really, really do enjoy it. And yeah. Like I said, what I love the most about this film is how each character affected and how true it felt. Like, I don't know if there was like a specific emotion for you. You watched them and you were like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, of course. That makes so much sense. You know, like sadness. I remember the thing that got me with sadness when I watched the first one is how she would get to a point and then she would just lay.
Yeah.
But now Joy has to like drag her around. And that's often how it is. You're sad and you got stuff to do in life and now you have to like drag yourself around. So like it's like this heavy feeling, you know, kind of thing. And yeah, it's I can imagine how much the animators would have had to learn.
Yeah.
And not only that, but probably how this film has added on extra to their animation.
Yeah, true.
It's probably developed. Yeah,
because the emotions
so well.
Are so important.
So
yeah.
I'm sure like the next film that they have already done or that they're going to do, they're really like, wow, sure, that movie really, really like skilled me up.
Yeah. I actually was watching, so there was a person went into Pixar and kind of like was taken around and you like looked at the process. And there were two things. So he was working with one of the editors who was literally, all he was doing was the scene where one of those, I don't know what they're called, you know, those things that work in the brain. You know what I'm talking about? Those little like round, I can't remember what they're called, but it was one of the policemen and whatever they're called.
Yeah.
So what he does is he throws the handcuffs, but what he actually did was he filmed himself. So the animator filmed himself for referencing that he could then like now use that. So it's pretty cool how you see these animators like even will go to the extent of filming themselves. Mm. And then another thing that was really cool is that they've actually now got, they've rigged cameras in a way that they'll build a very simple, so obviously they storyboard, but then they build very simple like models of whatever scene is happening. So this specific scene was Riley playing hockey and then you see her, she hits the puck. Hockey, what?
Yeah.
That thing. The guy was actually holding, so they've got these cameras that literally you can move it in real time and it connects with the software and then in the scene, you'll be moving the camera. So it's kind of like VR in a way.
It's capturing
your camera
data,
movements.
Motion movement,
yes.
Yeah.
But then he actually shows how, so they actually get like camera operators to capture whatever shot that they want. So like even the, because I mean the shots in like the hockey scenes are pretty impressive. Mm. Like the camera sweeps and all of that. And you actually see how they've got the scene from like this camera, but then they actually cut to the actual camera. So it's not just, they're not just building, like I think how they used to do animation was like, you know, when you draw a picture, you kind of just, you're drawing that frame. And then you'll just draw the next frame. And then what they do now is they actually build the entire scene. So they actually have a virtual or digital animated set with the characters doing whatever the characters are doing. And now they're able to now take cameras and actually...
Oh, that's crazy.
Right? It's cool, right? Like that's where we are now in animation. It's not just doing what the actual frame. It's now we're actually... The cinematographers can get more creative.
So what you're saying is that... They can obviously build that set in digital, right? And then they can even get the characters to do what they're doing.
Yes.
And then you can actually have the production, like physically doing it.
You actually could,
And it's linked up to the... that's crazy.
But they obviously, the set
Man,
that
that's
they
a lot
build,
of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And I'm sure they can even put on the...
right?
That's cool.
It's cool. So you could do like a POV type of
I think
feel.
That's using a lot of game engines and stuff like that that they're doing today that they're using. I know I've seen that that's quite a big thing is gaming software because of that real-time rendering and feedback.
Which does help. Obviously, the set that they build isn't perfect, and like even they say the lip sync isn't proper and all of that, so you're not dealing with the final movie and now we can just choose. But obviously using whatever they've built, they can then do all the camera shots, and which is very cool.
Oh, that's
very
cool.
Very cool.
Oh yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's very cool.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, the whole production behind animation is insane. In fact, if you are interested in animation and knowing how animation works and you don't know how it works, I would recommend, we actually did a course. So if you go, there's a website called Khan Academy. And on that website, there's a
Pixar in a box.
Yes, it's basically called Pixar in a box.
Can't go wrong.
It's so cool. Mm. Literally, they show you the entire process from literally like conceptualizing the story all the way down to like everything. Like
coloring everything. Of the film.
The coloring of the film. The even the, because they code. They're coders.
Simulation.
Yeah, the physics involved. Yeah. Everything. Like it's really, really cool. So lighting. If you're interested, you can literally go and do that
and
entire course. And it's free. Mm. No, it's very cool. Yeah. But we are going to, we are going to do a BuzzFeed quiz.
As one would.
Why would you not do a BuzzFeed quiz when you can find out which Inside Out 2 emotion are you? Yes. And we are doing it on the trusted BuzzFeed. Right. You can't go wrong with
there
BuzzFeed.
You go.
You know? Yeah. So we're about to do this quiz and we're going to find out.
Are we putting the link in the description?
Yeah, we can put the link in the description below. If you want to do the quiz, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Tell us what emotion
you are.
Ryan, what emotion do you think I am? So there's anger, there's sadness, there's joy, there's disgust, there's fear, there's anxiety, there's envy, there's ennui. And then there's embarrassment.
I don't know, Sasha.
That's a deep one, right?
It depends on the day. It
depends on the mood.
The thing is that emotions is not...
Yeah, you're not just one emotion.
It's not a person. It just depends on what's happening.
Okay, it says, tell us a little about yourself and we'll tell you which original and new Inside Out emotions you're a perfect combination of. Yes, okay. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Okay, pick an animal.
Pick an animal. We've got a cat, a bird, a dog, a fish, a frog, or a squirrel.
Oh, wait. There's more. I can unpick, right? No. Wait. Ah, yes, I can.
I'm going with the dog.
Yeah, I'm going with the dog.
Dogs
are. Actually, a squirrel would be pretty cool, though. You know what? I know this is crazy.
I'm going with the squirrel.
I'm going with the fish.
You're with the fish?
I don't know. That's crazy. I've had fish before.
Oh, okay. I've never had a fish. Which Pixar sequel would you like to see next? Do you want to read them out, Ryan?
The Incredibles 3. Inside Out 3. Toy Story 5.
Wow.
Soul 2. I don't think I've watched Soul.
I haven't watched Soul either.
Coco 2. We've done him. And Elemental 2.
For me, it's between Inside Out 3 and Coco 2. Yo. Now it's the whole thing of Coco was such a perfect film. Do I really want them to go and mess it up with the sequel? And it would be...
The problem is that's how I feel about all of them.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but I feel like Inside Out 3, they could go more with Inside Out 3, just like because she's growing up. Like they could bring in more emotions.
Right. Yeah.
Coco 2,
I don't know.
What would they do? I'm not going to. Out 3.
Do you remember where they left Toy Story off last?
No, I don't even know if I watched the latest one. What was the latest
one? Wasn't like all the toys.
They went to the carnival.
Yeah, weren't they like given. No.
I remember Keanu Reeves was a motorbike.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't remember the story.
That stunt driver.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Inside Out 3.
Okay, I'm going with Toy Story 5.
Which description sounds most accurate to you when you're in a group?
Am I reading them?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I focus on carefully picking my next action so I have to. So I have no regret when I look back on this moment. I make notes. That's me. I make notes on my... That's why I'm laughing. I'm like, yep. There
really?
You go. Yeah, totally. I'm like just quiet. I make notes on my surroundings and everybody's body language. I'm the loudest in the group, providing drinks, telling great stories, and pulling out...
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Where's that from?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
but I don't know where that's
quite
from.
Quite honestly, I think more about the negatives of the situation. Why did she say such a rude thing? How come I didn't dress as cool as... That's probably you, Sasha.
No!
I'm joking.
I'm the person that dressed cool.
I'm the quietest in the group. I'm not being shy. I just enjoy listening. Okay. I just enjoy listening. I make sure everyone feels involved and included.
Yo, this is intense. I'm not the loudest person in the group. I don't really think I take notes of my surroundings and people's body language. I know I can be quiet, but I don't think I'm the quietest in the group. So that's three. No, yes. Four, three. I make no, that's four. Okay, so it's between I focus on carefully picking my next action so I have no regrets when I look back at this moment. I make sure everyone feels involved and included. I think I'm going to go with I make sure everyone feels involved and included. Did you end with the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you tend to think about when you're alone and doing nothing? Cute clothes or objects I recently bought. That's a good one.
No.
Old happy memories.
No.
Controversial Sometimes. Issues that tick me off. I worry about that next big plan I have. Am I as prepared as I could be? The most recent awkward situation I was in that I wish never happened. Things I should have said in my last argument.
Oh my goodness gracious me.
I'm going to go with... So, what do I think about when I'm alone and doing nothing cute?
Well, that gives us more time. I don't think of any of this stuff. Wait a second. Yeah.
Objects I bought could yeah. be, it doesn't necessarily yeah,
yeah.
mean clothes.
Yeah.
Wait, we have to do that again.
I just clicked.
You must go from wait a second. Actually, you can say I don't think about any of the stuff.
Can I say I don't think about any of the stuff? I don't think of any of this stuff when I'm by myself.
I'm never by myself. No, I'm joking. Oh, yeah.
In fact, I hate being by myself. it says cute clothes or objects. Like, I don't think about cute clothes, guys.
But you think about objects.
I think about stuff.
What do I tend to think about when I'm alone and doing nothing?
I think everybody thinks about
old happy memories.
Things that we should have said in my first argument. Like, if we've just come out of an argument.
Yeah, I'm like, but that's... That
then we sit down and we're like...
You have an argument. But so it's
that's
not
what
like,
I'm saying. Yeah. It depends. But maybe they're saying, what is the majority of...
For me, it's between cute clothes or objects I recently bought or old happy memories. I'm going to go with old happy memories. That sounds like I'm going to be nostalgic. old gray. Anyway... Pick one of Variety's islands.
Hockey Island.
No.
Family Island.
Yes.
Honesty Island.
Yeah.
Friendship Island.
Yes.
Goofball Island.
No.
I can't choose.
That's nice. They gave us I can't choose.
Mm. Thank goodness. Hockey Island?
You going with Hockey Island?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with I can't choose. I'm going to bail out of that one. What did you think of Inside Out 2 in relation to the original film?
Right.
I like both a lot, but the sequel especially made me cry.
Mm-mm.
I like the original more because Pixar really did not need to make a sequel. I like the sequel more because it's just a fun new film. I haven't seen Inside Out 2 yet. I like the original more, but I think that's just because it's the original. I like the sequel more because it was a perfect continuation of the story.
I'm going with that one.
That one. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with... I like the original because it's the original.
I feel like they're trying to get... comments, reviews out of this.
Reviews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
What do you think about most when booking a new vacation?
Ha!
Will the price be worth the experience?
Of course.
I don't care. As long as I'm going, will it be memorable or a waste?
Never.
I don't care. I will make it memorable. Will it be cozy? Wait. Will it be cozy, nice weather, nice hotel, etc.?
I could think of that.
I could possibly also think about that. Will others get jealous and think I'm really cool for the...
No. I don't care. I just want to go on the trip.
Yeah. Will there be enough things to do there to keep me occupied?
That I do think
totally.
About.
Will it be better than my last trip? Yeah, I've selected mine already.
Which one?
Will there be enough things to do there to keep me occupied? I'm like, what am I going to do? I have to take my laptop.
I'm going
to
go with, will it be cozy?
Are they going to let me play on my laptop?
Yeah.
Or am I going to be on the beach all day?
Because like nice weather, nice hotel, nice experience, nice. Yeah, there we go. big exam coming up. What do you do? I don't study because I know the stuff anyway. So I might get a solid grade.
No.
I look over my notes briefly before the test and choose to remember a couple of main ideas.
No.
Study like my life depends on it and prepare for everything that could go wrong. Study all night, recall everything my teacher has ever told me about this unit. Don't study and probably fail. It isn't the final, so it doesn't matter. I try my best to study, but I keep stressing out and getting distracted. This is deep.
I'm going to the last one. I try my best to study, but I keep stressing out and get distracted. Super.
I feel like I'd sometimes do that. Otherwise, I don't study all night. I'm not an all-nighter.
It's just because I know the feeling.
I'm gonna say I try my best.
Yeah.
Yes, Ryan. If we get the same thing, next one.
You watched Inside Out 2 in theaters. Now what? I didn't. Now what? Okay. Wait in the seats until the end credits.
Yes.
Comes because it's fun. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Sorry. Let me just read that for our viewers. Wait in the seats until the end credits scene because it's fun. Then not regret seeing it. I wouldn't say I don't regret seeing it.
Oh, wait, I've seen there's no end credits.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I'll wait till the end, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
totally.
Watch credits.
Like, my whole family's ready to go, and I'm sitting waiting.
Like, no, wait, guys. Whoa. Go. These people gave up their last 2 years of their lives.
For their names.
For you to just walk up. Yeah.
I want to find out who was. Yeah. Leave right away. The ending movie. The ending made me cry. So there's no better ending than the one given. I don't need to see the credits.
Wait, was there an end credit scene? Damn it. We need to go check.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the first one already. Yeah. We're already regretting it. Okay. Stay for the end credits because I don't want to regret missing it. But get mad after they play because it wasn't worth the wait.
Nah, I'm not that person.
Get up and leave because I didn't even know there was credits.
What?
I didn't care enough to find that out. I want to wait until the end credits, but I don't want to get kicked out, so I leave early instead. I haven't seen Inside Out 2 yet.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, I'm going to the first one.
Wait in the seats until the end credits scene because it's fun. Then not regret seeing it.
Yeah.
As in, there wasn't an end credits scene. I'm like, I'll just wait till the end. Leave right away. No, stay
you
for
see
the
it,
end
you're
credits.
You're like, oh, okay.
But get mad. Nah, I don't really get mad. Get up and leave. No, I want to wait. But then, okay, fine. The first one as well. One more question.
Ah.
What... do you think you would look like as a flower?
Where's the ugliest one?
There's a rose.
Where's the stick?
There's a... I don't know what that is. There's a... I don't know what that is either. No, they didn't put a tulip. Guys, why would you not put a tulip? I identify as a tulip.
This is very difficult for me, eh?
This sucks.
Seriously.
Which one looks closest to a tulip?
Like, seriously, flowers. I wouldn't be a flower.
I don't understand either right now. But anyway, okay, I'm gonna go with which one did you go with, Ryan?
I haven't gone to any. I just don't see myself as a flower.
What do you think you would look like? Oh, it's the color. I'll take colors. I bet you that's sadness. Okay. That's probably joy somewhere. That's anger. That's ennui. Oh, this is ennui. I'm gonna go with I'm just going to go with this one.
I think this one looks like a dude. Oh, look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Ah, that's funny. What did you get? Disgust and ennui. Ah, I want to be you, Ryan. I got joy and anxiety. So mine says you're a strong leader and you always have a plan.
Yeah.
People admire how you always know what to say and do have a, and do what? What to say and do to have a good time. Brian, what did you get?
Sassy and honest. Does my team think I'm honest? Okay. You're not afraid to be yourself. You don't waste your energy to please others. You're also really observant. Thank you.
Are you observant?
Thank you very much. No. I'm observant when I want to be.
When you
want to
be. I think you got a cool combination,
though.
Disgust and ennui.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll think about that.
Do you think they got me right? Anxiety. Although...
Possibly. I don't know about anxiety.
I feel like I wanted ennui just to be one of them, you know.
I feel like
I wanted joy and ennui.
I don't know. I wouldn't take this to heart. It's just a lot of fun. It's just a lot of It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you can retake it if you want.
Yeah. Try and get joy and ennui.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, sweet.
But you can take the quiz and you can let us know who you are. The perfect combination of.
Posted.
Yeah. Posted in the chat. In the comments. Posted in the chat,
and let us know if
in the comments down below.
If they got it done right.
Yeah. And don't forget to subscribe, people. Subscribe to Active TV. We've got exciting things coming in the future.
That's right.
And you don't want to miss it out. Plus, you can go check out our merch store called preachcloset.com. Really cool store. Really cool pieces.
Go check it.
Go check it out. And we will be back next week. I think I have a rom-com for us, Ryan. I have a rom-com for us.
So I'm just waiting for us to cut.
I have a rom-com. Oh. Romantic comedy. It's got Channing Tatum in it.
There's something,
and Scarlett Johansson.
There's something wrong with
this
con.
It's called Fly Me to the Moon.
It's a con.
It's a con.
It's a wrong con.
Well, with that said and done now.
Wong Wong.
This is us Shong ending Kong. The show.
That's very disgusting.
I don't care. Ha!
Sweet.
Peace.
Cheers.